Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Galatians chapter 4. I got something I want to share with you tonight, if the Lord will be our help for just a few moments. We'll try not to be long. I just want to share a little something with you. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. If you have a place to stand, it's an honored reading of God's Word. Rest from your seat. The Bible says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Amen. Let's look at this tonight for just a little while. I want to back up just a little bit, and I'm into Galatians chapter 3. In verse 22, the Bible says, "But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin." Now, the Bible said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. All of us. There's none exempt. We're all old sinners. Amen. I am. You are. We're all old sinners. We're all apt to sin. Amen. He said, "The Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." How do you receive the Lord Jesus Christ? It's by believing on His name. Believing that what He done for me and you. He said, "that might be given to them that believe." "But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." How are we justified? That's just as if we had never sinned. Amen. Gabriel, in order to be justified, to be set aside, just as if we'd never sinned, amen, it takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the justifier of men. Amen. He is the one that sets us aside, praise God, for the good God of glory. Amen. And allows us to be born again from above. Amen. Through faith in His name. Amen. It's the only way. A lot of people say there's a different way today, but I want to say there's no other way given among men whereby we must be saved except the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the only way to get in. He's the only way to get help. He's the only way to have hope this evening. It's through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on in verse 25, and he says, "But after that faith has come," I like this part, "we are no longer under a schoolmaster." Amen. I don't have to live under a law of a bunch of things that I've got to do. Things I've got to do just perfect. I got to do just right in order to be saved, in order to be recognized of God. Praise God. That schoolmaster, that's what I had to be. That's what you had to be. But praise God, we're not under a schoolmaster more. Amen. Praise God. He said, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." That's the way we get in, Brother Eric. Amen. We get in by believing, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way. We come in through Him. And He begins to mold us and make us and like us the image of God, praise God, so that we can be more like Him ever to ever lie. Amen. I want to say we got to start by getting in on the ground floor. Amen. We can't wait till we're grown. We can't wait till we get ready to go out of here, amen, to start living for Jesus. We need to start today, amen. We need to set aside the Lord in our heart. Amen. Amen. He said, but the Bible teaches us that. Amen. We got to set aside the Lord in our heart. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason the hope's in you with meekness and fear. He said, when we set aside the Lord in our heart, praise God, He begins to make the difference and He begins to make us different. Amen. That's what He does because He loves us. Amen. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. What does that mean? That means you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He's come and knocked on your heart's door, praise God, and you've opened the door. You said, "Lord, come on in," praise God. The Bible said He'll come into you and He'll sup with you and you with Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know what's happening down in my soul, praise God? Me and the Lord's supping together. Amen. Hey, I'm not perfect yet, but praise God, the Lord's working on me every day and I'm a letting Him. I see the Lord working, moving in this place, doing miracles right here. Amen. Working in your heart and in your life and your families because you're starting to let Him. Amen. He's making a difference in your home. And it's making a difference in our church. Amen. And it's making a difference in our communities. It's making a difference down on the job place. Amen. Amen. Things is a happening, praise God, that we can't even understand. But it's God Almighty in us, praise God, that's doing work. Amen. He said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ. I'm going to say, praise God, there's no big I's or little U's in the church of God. Amen. We're all important. As the sister stood up and testified tonight, what she used to be, praise God. But when she put her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He made the difference. Amen. How He empowers us to do those things, praise God, that we could never think about doing by ourselves. Amen. If you ask this dear sister, she'd tell you, I don't know, ain't no way I'd want to try to raise that little old boy by myself. But praise God with God. There's nothing possible. Amen. All things are possible with the Lord Jesus Christ. All things are possible with the Lord. Listen, young people, don't even try to start a life, amen, and have a life, praise God, without the Lord. It won't work. Amen. It won't work. You're doomed to fail before you get started. Amen. But praise God, when we trust in the Lord from the beginning, from the get-go, praise God, He makes the difference. Amen. He goes on and in conclusion says, and if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. We're heirs according to a promise. God made us a promise. Amen. That we were heirs and joint heirs with Christ. The law held us. It was our schoolmaster said, you got to do this and do that. Amen. To try to be perfect in this old wicked world that we live. And nobody could attain to the strict things that the law required. Amen. The law was just to teach us, praise God, that we're all old sinners in need of a Savior. That we all needed help. Amen. In our lives. We all needed help. We couldn't do it by ourselves. But He said we're all under tutors. All under governors. When we're children, praise God. He said, even though they were already heirs. Amen. He said, though He be Lord of all. Amen. He said, although we already Lord of everything, praise God, already heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, we still come under tutors. But praise God, when we get to the point in our lives, glory to God, that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin, praise God, we come out from under the law of works, praise God, and we step out on faith and say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to walk with You in that newness of life. But I want to say tonight, we've got to start out right. Amen. We've got to start out wide, praise God, so we can grow in a way that's pleased the Lord, so that we can finish well. Amen. As we come for this baptizing service tonight, I want to share something with you. I want to put it out here tonight so you can see it. As I was looking the other day, I was in the garden and I was a-gooing my corn. Amen. And I began to see some things. Boy, God began to speak to my heart. As I began to shuck the corn and I began to see, I began to praise God for the bountiful supply that He had given. But I got to seeing some things, praise God, that began to stir down the depths of my soul. As I began to shuck that corn, I began to see some things that wasn't finished. There was some things right there in that garden. They looked pretty good. The silk was black and it looked like it was ready to pick. But I want to say they was things that wasn't finished. See, they didn't start out right. You see, this little fella here, he started out and he was stunted when he started and he never had a good start. He was bare in place. He was spotted. You know why that is? He was hitting a little here and hitting a little there, and he didn't get all that he needed. So he didn't grow out right. He didn't fruit out like he should. He didn't produce like he should. Amen. It looked like he was. It looked like things was happening all right. But you know what? He was sparse in places. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you're going to come get baptized tonight. Amen. You're going to say what you're saying to the world is, I'm going to die out to the sinful world I live in, and I'm going to live for Christ. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, praise God, in my Christian life, I don't want to have no bare spots. Amen. I want to be fruitful. I want to produce. Praise God, I want to finish out. I want to be able to finish out well. Amen. I want you to notice something about this little ear cord. Not only is there bare spots all in it, but when it gets up closer to the top, it starts producing. Amen. The closer home we get, praise God, if we're going to finish, praise God, we ought to pray, God, help us finish well. Amen. We're running a race, praise God, and we're right at the finish line. Brother Matt, if we just look ahead, praise God, God, help us see that finish line. Yeah. Amen. So we can press on just a little bit further. Say, you know what? This race is almost run. Help me to finish my course. Praise God, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't want the end of my life to be sparse. Amen. I don't want the end of my life to end up unfruitful. Amen. If we ain't very careful, you know what the devil wants to do in these last days? The devil wants to make our life unfruitful at the end. We may have come up through life and it's been a little hit and miss in our lives, our Christian life, in our family and things, and we got a lot of spots in our life. I've talked to people here in the last few years that we've talked to before they went on out of here. And they said, you know what, preacher? I remember a time when I used to sit under the gospel and the preaching of the word of God, and I never paid attention. Before he passed out of here, and they said, you know what? I don't know nothing about my Savior. I don't know nothing about the good God that sent His Son to die for me. Because I never paid attention. Boy, I'd like to finish well, but I don't have the wherewithal to finish well. Amen. I had a lot of sparseness in my life. A lot of hit and miss. Amen. I'll tell you right now, people, especially you young people, Chris, you and Aaron and them, if you ain't very careful, the devil will tell you, you know what, this little old girl, you just got your hands full. You need to stay home. That's a lie of the devil. Because the devil knows if he can keep that little one out of church, that he can destroy her life and drag her off into hell. Amen. And he can cause mom and daddy to not finish well. Amen. This thing, as we look around tonight, I tell you, broke my heart in the garden over this. As we look around tonight, we see everything that's transpiring around us. Amen. We see a lot of people that's giving up, that's quitting, amen, that's turning their back on God, and they're not going to finish well. And when it's all said and done, a big old rotten spot right in the end. You know what it is? You know why it was so sparse, why it was so hit and miss, why it was so sporadic in their life? Because they'd never been saved. Amen. I believe you get born again, you get out of your lost condition. I believe the Holy Ghost of God will move in your heart, and He'll put a desire in your heart for the things of God. Amen. You'll get the liking that old preacher that you used to couldn't stand. Amen. Yeah, you'll quit telling people. Said, you know what? That old preacher, somebody told him about me. Yeah, Jesus did. Yeah. Amen. Jesus told him, praise God. And through the Holy Ghost of God, he said, listen, hey, some old sinner in church that needs help. Yeah. Amen. Said he's hit and miss. And he's not going to finish well. Ain't going to produce fruit all the way to the end. I don't know about you, praise God. I want to finish all the way to the end. Amen. 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 Just hit and miss. And then there's this second guy here. Boy, he looks pretty good. There's a few little spots in him. There's a few little spots on the outside. He don't look too good, but it looks like he done pretty well. Amen. Looks like he performed pretty good. Looks like he stayed in there pretty good. Looks like the Lord helped him pretty good on this outside here. Praise God, looks like the Lord was working on finishing him up and helping him finish well. And the Lord was working. The Lord was doing His part. The Lord wanted to accomplish that, praise God, for him that needed to be accomplished. Amen. And on the outside there, he looked good. But on the other side, on the inside, all the spots is missing. You see, he never started out well. Amen. He didn't get that he needed when he was starting out on the stalk. Amen. He didn't get the nourishment, but he didn't get the sunshine. He didn't get the nutrients that he needed. He looked good on the outside, but praise God, on the inside, he was lacking a whole lot of things. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot. I believe this is the religious crowd today. Amen. This religious crowd, they look good on the outside. Boy, you see them on Sunday morning, they sit there and they smile and they hallelujah. Amen. They say, well, praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate the preacher. I appreciate the preaching. I appreciate the saints of God. I love everybody. But on Monday morning, this is what they look like. I said, boy, that old preacher, yes, you're hurting, spit and slobbered around like a crazy thing. And old sister so-and-so, she hurt my feelings about that church. I don't know if they even love me or not. Huh? Yeah. That religious crowd that looks good on Sunday morning. Amen. They look good on Sunday morning, praise God. They look good, amen, when the preacher's there. They look good when you're having special meetings. They look good when they're in the choir. But praise God, come Monday morning, come when where the rubber meets the road. The Bible said we come in here to worship, but we go out there to serve. We can look like that all day long. But if we look like this on Monday morning and the rest of the week, we're not going to finish well. Amen. We're going to be sparse. We're going to be sporadic. We're not going to have that, praise God, that we need to stand the test, praise God, when the devil comes to tempt us. And we're going to spout off. We're going to say things. We're going to do things that we should have never done. Amen. I tell you, just being religious won't get you to heaven. You can be just as religious. I mean, you can come to church every time the door's open. You can say your prayers over your food. You can do all those things. But if you don't have the Lord in your heart, you're going to be just like this. You're going to be sparse. Amen. I tell you, we need to quit being religious. We need to quit being a bunch of Pharisees, praise God. And we need to be a child of God. Amen. The Bible said we're heirs and joint heirs, praise God, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God, it's time to start out. You young people, Jacob and Jeremiah, starting out tonight, praise God, with the Lord. You're going down in that burial baptism, praise God, and coming out of there into victory to live a life for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Settle in your heart. Settle in your heart. Say, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be sparse in the beginning. I want to start out right and stay right. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because we don't want to be like this. You know why? Because when we start out like this and we're spread, hey, we may be some little spurts in there where we look good, maybe produce a little fruit. But the end result, when we stand before the Lord, the Bible says, appointed man wants to die and after this to judgment. We'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll give account of our lives, whether we've been born again or whether we haven't. Amen. If we haven't been born again, you'll stand at the great white throne judgment. Amen. You won't get no second chance. Amen. But you'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ if you've been saved, and we'll give an account of our lives. Start out bad. We hope we can finish well. You may be here tonight and you may have started out bad. You may have been running bad, but praise God, you can still finish well. Amen. Amen. You say, well, what if I don't, preacher? What if I stay just like I am? You'll be like this ear of corn. You'll be rotten all the way to the end. Amen. You'll be rotten at the end, and the Lord will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. Amen. Hey, praise God. We don't need to be religious. I hear a hypocrite. Praise God. We don't need to be sporadic. We need to get in, praise God, serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. We need to teach it from our children from the time they're little on up, praise God, so that they can grow up to love the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Serving Him all the days of their lives. I told you, though, they're going to only be as faithful. They're going to be 20% less faithful than we are. Statistics over a 20-year period said that our children are 20% less faithful than mom and daddy. Do the math. It don't take too many generations till where we don't have no faith at all. Wonder where we're at today. Wonder where we're at today. As you sit here in the sound of my voice, I wonder how many generations, how many of our people are going to die and go to hell lost out God because we compromised on God. Amen. God help us, praise God, to go down that believer's baptism, come out shouting the victory all the way to the house. You say, will it make a difference? Yeah, I want you to look at this last year of corn. I'm going to quit. This last one, he started out right. Amen. There was a lot of uniformity to their life. Amen. A lot of uniformity. I mean, everything was right in a neat row. Everything fat come. Hey, praise God. It allowed the Lord to put everything right where it needed to be. Amen. From the beginning all the way to the end. Hey, praise God. It grew up. It got the right nutrients. It got the right nurturing. It got the right sunshine. Praise God. Glory be to God. That illuminated itself. And praise God, when it come out of there and I took that thing out of silk, that silk was just as black as could be. And I pulled that thing out of there. I said, glory be to God. There's a child of God that stayed with the stuff, never quit, never compromised, but stayed with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, preacher, you've got crazy imagination. See all that out of a piece of corn. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord in the eyes of God. That's just about, that's just like me and you. This is a demonstration of our lives. Amen. It's real, praise God. It's not made up. It's just like this corn. It's real.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Christian life, praise God, is just as real as this corn is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to take this home and eat it in a little while. Amen. I've had it in the refrigerator all day. I just put it on this thing right before church started. Amen. Amen. But you know which is going to be the best? It's right here. Because it started in the very beginning right, and it stayed right all the way to the end. I want you to look at it. Hey, them kernels go right up to the very end. Hey, they was no sporadic. They was places that they was just like our life. They was some places that they was some big kernels, and they was places they was just little nuggets. But praise be to God, they was all off from the bottom all the way to top. Praise God, they was some fruit being produced. Amen. Glory be to God for the glory of God. Amen. All the way to the end, and at the very end, praise God, when I pulled her out and shucked her down, the end was good. Amen. Praise God. It was good. Praise the Lord. The end was good. Praise God. Hey, there's no contamination. There's no rot in it. Glory be God. It was all good. You know how that was? Because it was something that touched it. It had a special blessing upon it. Praise God. Just like our life when we stay with Jesus. I tell you what, Brother Andrew, I thank God for them little bitty nuggets. Amen. Look here. Don't you look here? Right in between them big old biggins is a little old biddian. But praise God is a nugget. You, what are you saying? I'm saying praise God. And we begin to thank God for those little old nuggets that God will give us every day. Amen. Just praising His name. Say thank you, Lord, for that little old nugget. Thank you for old Bill Bryson calling me and saying, you know what, preacher, I can't get over what Jesus done for me. Amen. And you say, well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Little old nuggets. But see, it takes all those little nuggets together to fill it up. Amen. So that when all the fruit's calculated, praise God, there's nothing lacking. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're living in a day and time when the whole world would like for us to look like this. Huh? They don't want you staying there. They don't want you to stay faithful. They don't want you to finish well. As sister was talking about earlier, there's a whole lot of our so-called friends. Hear me, young people especially. A whole lot of your friends, they don't want you to finish well. They want to drag you right down. They want you to finish like this. They want you to finish sparse in. They want you to be rotten all the way to the end. Amen? Some of them may want you to look good on one side, but it's okay. You go to church and you act all right, but when you get out here with us, we want you to look like this. We want you to be sparse. We want you to be hit and miss. We don't want you to be full grain on the ear. Amen. Praise God, the Lord wants you to be like this. The Lord wants you to finish. Well, the Lord wants you to finish well. Amen. That's the way the Lord, praise God, this is your life. But it's up to us. We have to take responsibility for our life tonight. Me and you. Nobody can do it for us. Amen. I love my son. I love my daughter. I love you church folk. But I can't live your life for you. I can tell you best of my ability through the Word of God how to do it right. And I've told you before, I've missed the mark a bunch. And I've had to back up and punt a few times, praise God, and start over. Amen? But if it takes starting, and it takes stopping where you're at and starting over, praise God for starting over. Amen. You can do it old-fashioned altar, praise God. Say, Lord, I want to start over tonight with you. Amen. You may be barren up to here, praise God, on your cob, but praise God, from here on out, you can finish well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The devil will tell you, oh, you're just going to be like this. Ain't no use to try. Stinking liar.
Amen.
Amen. You can start out be like this, but praise God, you can finish like from here up.
Amen.
You can finish well. Amen. But we just have to apply ourselves. Amen. We're going to have a baptizing here in a little bit. It ain't to save us. It won't save these boys. This baptizing won't save them. Miss Nadine, it won't save her. But praise God, what they're doing is saying, you know what? I'm going to die out to this old flesh. And I'm going to rise in newness of life. When they come out of that water, it's coming out of that water, newness of life. Say, I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm going to live for the Lord from this day on. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what they're saying. That's what they're going to identify with Christ. His death, His burial, dying out to self and the world, and living for Jesus. He said, we can start right now tonight. All you got to do is just decide where you want to be. I don't know about you. Which one of these would you like to be? Amen. I want to be this one. Amen. I want to have the full grain, and I want to finish well. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the Lord looks on me, He say, He look at me as a good specimen. Amen. He'll say, boy, that's your looks. That does look good, don't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. If I had some butter and a little heat. Amen. But hey, you like about that? Let me tell you something. That's what the Lord wants to do with us. Amen. He just wants to love us and lap us up and hold us up and snug us up and squeeze us up and love on us. That's what He wants to do. Amen. Praise God, brother. To the Lord, we're better than an ear of corn. Amen. He wants to love on us. Praise God. Just like we'd like to chew on this ear of corn. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said tonight we've got to make a decision. Amen. We're living in the last days. This stuff happened around us. Amen. We're right at the end of the time. And what we do from right here on out, praise God, it's going to determine how we finish out. Whether we finish like this, with rod on the end, or whether we finish out this. You may be right here on your ear, but praise God, you can still finish well. You can still finish well. Brother Bill, I don't know about you, but I want to finish well. Amen. I started out, I've had a rocky road. I've been kind of like this. But praise God, I want to finish like this. What about you tonight? How would you like to finish? Do you know the Lord Jesus is your Lord and Savior? Have you asked Him to come in your heart? Have you allowed Him to be the Lord of your life? If you have, you can finish like this. If you haven't, this is what you're going to finish like. And they'll be rotten. You'll be rotten plumb to the end. But praise God, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're living for Him, this is the way you'll finish. What about you tonight?